Welcome to Falcons Drip, your go-to source for Falcons news and draft coverage. I'm Thon Ray, founder and voice of Falcons Drip.
And welcome back, everybody. Last week, we went over the first half of the schedule and our record predictions. This week, we will finish out the season. We went last week with a 6-3 record from Kyle, a 7-2 record from me. My loss is coming from Detroit and the Vikings, where Kyle also had those two losses, plus a loss to the Tennessee Titans. So with that, let's just jump right into week 10.
So week 10 is versus the Cardinals at 4:05 p.m. on CBS. And Cardinals are a solid team. They obviously got Kyler Murray. So I'm going to pull up some stuff and you can give what you want to give on them real quick.
Yeah, I think for me, this should be a game we win. I think the Cardinals have kind of been down. I've never been a big believer in the Cardinals. I've never been a big believer in Kyler Murray, to be honest. That being said, he is super talented and can completely take over games. So if we can't contain him and he does kind of go off, that's how we lose this game. But that being said, I think we are better in every other area of the field. I think their weapons are better. Not their weapons, their wide receivers are better than ours. Mm-hmm. I like our running backs better. I'd much rather take Algier or Bijan over James Conner. I do like James Conner, though. Our offensive line is significantly better than theirs, and I think that's a big, big factor. They have good weapons, too, though. DeAndre Hopkins is always solid. Marquise Brown is good. Zach Ertz is still there, I believe. So
yes, good, he is.
So good weapons for them offensively. Their offensive line is in shambles. So I like Atlanta to win this game. Now, just talking about defensively, their defense has some solid players and a lot of players who never lived up to expectations, like Isaiah Simmons, Zach Collins are two guys. They're two linebackers who are, you know, slightly different, but really haven't lived up to the first round pedigree.
They also and have a first lost, round bust in LJ Collier.
Yep. So just a lot to work on the defense. I know they probably brought in their new head coach as the defensive coordinator from the Eagles. And if you remember last year, the Eagles defense was two years ago when he just started with the Eagles. The Eagles defense was subpar, and it took him a little bit to kind of figure it out and get the kinks out. So if they are good, I don't expect it to be next year. So I would have this be another win for Atlanta.
Yeah, they did get some solid players through the draft, though, with B.J. Ojulari, Owen Papone, Cantrell Clark on defense. So, but overall, if I'm looking at their defense, these are guys who are a lot of bust and a lot of guys who haven't panned out to what they're expected to be. So this defense looks horrible. I say Falcons win.
They got drafted Garrett Williams also, right?
They drafted Garrett Williams in the third round.
Yeah, he could be a stud, but he was hurt. He can't bank on anything yet. This should be a win for Atlanta.
Okay, so let's move on to week 11. And that's our bye week, so we'll move straight into week 12 with New Orleans. New Orleans at home on Fox. So I'm going to say Falcons win this one. And I think they win the home game, then they lose the road one versus the Saints. I'm going to go they win this one and then lose the next one versus the Saints.
I'm going to say we lose this one.
Okay.
I think that similar to you, I think it's two very close teams that know each other very well. I think that our defense will just kind of starting to hit their stride. Right. But I think it's always a tough, tough game in New Orleans. With New Orleans. And I think they're going to come out with feeling like they got something to prove. Because I think at this point, we will have a better record than they will. and I think they're going to come out hot and really want to give it to us.
Yeah, 100%.
I agree. I think we do. I think we split the games. I think in week 18, I think we'll take a win there.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. I would give us. I think we do split games, whether it be we lose this one and win in week 18 or win both. You know, Derek Carr is as of right now the best quarterback in this division. Their offensive line is solid. Mike Thomas is good. Alvin Kamara probably won't be there, but they've still got a good run game with whoever they have, and they've kind of shown that with Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray. Their offensive line makes up for that. And defensive line is also solid. So with a good overall defense over just everywhere. So
yeah, 100%. So I think we're both in agreement that we lose to the New Orleans Saints. And with that, we'll move on to week 13, which I'm going to say I think this is a scheduled loss with the Jets. The Jets are just too far ahead at this point in their development of their team for the Falcons to be a favorite to win this game. Am I saying the Falcons couldn't win this game? Not at all. I think the Falcons have a great chance in this game. But I think they're definitely the underdogs if you're looking at this from either perspective. They have to be the underdogs going into this game, and they have to prove people wrong if they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I agree that I think Atlanta will be underdogs in this game. But I think that this is the perfect game for us to have an upset.
I think there's definitely a chance. This, if the Falcons are able to win this, this is probably their biggest win of the season.
And I think that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be, I don't think he's going to live up to the hype in New York. I think the New York media is going to kind of have their way with him. All it takes is for him to have one bad game, and Aaron Rodgers does not take being criticized well. And the New York media loves to do that. And I could see this team completely folding because of that. That being said, if I'm wrong and they're hitting on all cylinders, they'll be a dominant team. Their defense is great. They've got an awesome running game. If Breece Hall's back, they have good. They've got very, very solid weapons, if not great weapons, right? With Garrett Williams and Corey Davis. And they just went out and signed a bunch of guys for Aaron Rodgers, Alan Lazard. But I think this is a game we go out and we pull up an upset. And I know I didn't. I know I've been saying we've won a lot of games through this year, but I think this is one that we pull out. I just, even though we lose, because we go and we lose to New Orleans the week before, and we come out hot and we give it to the New York Jets. That's my prediction.
I totally agree. There's a chance the Falcons could, but as of right now, my heart tells me Falcons win this game, but my brain tells me Falcons lose this game based on what each team has. While I do love both teams, I think Jets just sneak it out. And also I want to mention, while you were saying your stuff about Garrett Wilson, you said Garrett Williams, so I don't want to confuse audience. He meant Garrett Wilson.
Thank you.
In case any of y'all are confused. So they do have some great weapons. Garrett Wilson, some solid defenders. Obviously, Breece Hall will be back from his ACL injury. So that's a big get to have him back, being one of the better running backs in the NFL when he came in as a rookie. So very exciting to see him back.
All right. So what's the record? What is our records now?
So you're at 9-3. I'm at 8-4.
Okay.
So with that, we'll move on to the next game in week 14 versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I'll let you start first.
So for me, you know, this is a division game, I think I like I where you know I talked about us coming out and beating the Jets. I do like us in this game, but being a division game, I think that we end up splitting with Tampa Bay, and I think they find a way to I think they find a way to squeak one out against us here, whether it be a Mike Evans game and he absolutely goes off or something along those lines. I think Rashad White, their running back, will be really good. And I think their defense, although it was down last year, still has some really stout players. And I think in this game, although it's a very winnable game for us, I think we will be projected to win this game. I think this is one where we do lose to Tampa Bay.
Okay, so I also agree with that. I think Tampa Bay is going to take one out of the two because you're never going to go 6-0 in a division. It's probably more likely that you go 4-2. And I believe this is one of the teams that hands Falcons a loss. So I'm going to go Tampa Bay manages to somehow get lucky. Maybe it's like a late field goal or a late touchdown that the Falcons just defense didn't play well. So I'll go Saints find a way in the, I mean, Bucks find a way in the end. on some ridiculous late drive.
All right.
So with that, let's move on to the Panthers in week 15. This one is at Carolina. So let me know your thoughts on this. This one, I think, should be an easy win. Even on the road, I think this is one of the worst teams in the league.
I think so, too. I think this should be an easy win. I don't know if about, you know, I think we should win this game, but I'm going to predict that we lose here also. I'm going to say we completely split the division and we go 3-3, one win and one loss with each opponent. I think just the familiarity of teams, and I think maybe at this point Bryce Young is playing and he does some, you know, magical stuff and he's able to squeak one out on us at the Panthers. So
there's definitely a chance, I think Falcons should win unless they play one of their worst games.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they should win too. I think, again, similar to the Tampa Bay game, I think that this is, we're the favorites to win, and you know it's the NFL, and I think that maybe they squeak one out here. Maybe Brian Burns, you know, sack, force fumble, field goal to win the game, or something along those lines.
Yeah, definitely possible. So, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. So, but I think with that, it puts at both of our record predictions to the same.
Yep. So, I'm gonna go ahead and we'll go to the next week.
Record. What's the record?
So after 15 weeks, we're both at 9-5. And with that, we'll move on to I'm just going to batch 16 and 17 together because these are two teams with horrible O-lines and two teams I think we should beat easily. So we got the Indianapolis Colts and the Chicago Bears.
And I think you almost can match them together because of what you said. It feels like they're two teams with really poor offensive lines, but you know, freakazoid quarterbacks who can make every throw but don't always, and they're really strong, fast, powerful guys that are hard to bring down. And yeah, it almost feels like if you can contain the quarterbacks, you can win the games. And their defenses are improving, but nothing like amazing. So I think, yeah, I agree. I think this should be two teams that we just piss pound the ball, we run the clock out, and we wait for their quarterbacks to make mistakes. They're young quarterbacks, right? They're making mistakes, and this is a game where Jesse Bates and Richie Grant really, really thrive. So,
yeah, 100%. So these should be two easy wins, and I didn't want to spend too much time boring people with the details. So It's easy games because the quarterbacks are young, the O lines are weak, the defenses aren't there yet. They're at least 2 or 3 years away from where the Falcons are at this point, in the development time span.
I
So
would agree.
if the Falcons
They do
lose
have
this
some
game,
decent.
it'll be devastating to lose either of these.
Yeah, and I think too we'll be making a push right now again with the Saints also making a push, not just for the division, but also for playoff seeding. I think we'll be 9-5, and these will be two that we'll need to win. And we just bang bang puts us at 11-5 right off the bat.
100%. And next for our last game of the season, we have the Saints. So this one, I'm going to predict a loss just because Saints are a solid team. They're not great, but I think they can come out beat any team in any week, and they've already seen the Falcons once and they're at home. Plus, Falcons might have the playoff spot locked in and might not be able to move up in the playoff order. So I think the Saints win this one, by the Falcons basically not caring about this game and basically getting ready for the playoffs, hopefully.
So my thought is that I think for in order for that to be the case, I think we'll have to have a lot more wins than that, because I think that the Saints will be pushing us as far, because they also have a really easy schedule, but I think it's definitely a possibility. I think this division is going to come down to this game, and I think we're going to have two tune-up games. I shouldn't say that because there's no such thing as a tune-up game in the NFL, but we're going to have two easier games the weeks before, and I think we're going to go to the Saints, and I think, like Calais Campbell predicted, our defense is going to be firing on all cylinders, and I think our offense is just going to be grinding teams out, and I think we're going to go into New Orleans and take everything from them. I think we're going to take
100%.
the win. I think we're going to take the win. I think we're going to take the division, and I think we're going to take their hearts and just crush it in our hands and
I
just
feel what you're
piss pile
saying,
the football.
but I just feel like Falcons are going to be in a spot where they have the division locked up and maybe can't move up anymore in the standings, and maybe they just decide to kind of ease off the throttle and just kind of chill.
It's
Which I don't know if
possible
they
that
do, but it's a
even,
possibility because some teams do it this week.
and I would also point out too that when Arthur Smith let Matt Ryan sit in the playoffs that one year, he did say it was something he wouldn't do again. I don't, it's something I just thought of just now. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the decision to play guys, but who knows? I would have to imagine. Even after like a half of football, if there you can't improve, you start pulling guys out.
For sure. We'll just have to see. But right now, after
So
all 17 weeks, we both have them at 11-6.
I mine's 12-5.
Oh, yours is 12-5. That's right.
Yeah,
So you
because
have
we
them at 12-5. I have them at 11-6. But I was saying 10-7 earlier in this offseason. But overall, the moves the Falcons have made lately have made me kind of become more positive and think this team is better than where I thought they began the offseason at.
And I would say too, legitimately, we could win every single game this year. I'm not saying we will, but it's not like last year where it's like, okay, like we've got the Eagles, giddy up, or something along those lines. Or, all right, we've got 2 years ago, we've got the Chiefs. Everybody buckle up.
Yeah.
Even though
The last couple of years, there has always been at least a
this
couple of
year, we
games where I'm
legit
like,
can
Falcons
hang
definitely
every
lose.
single team. Yeah, it's definitely, there's been some game. There's definitely been some years where it's like, okay, this is going to be a really tough game. I'm not sure if we're going to pull this out. But every single game this year could be a win. Will it? Probably not. No team, almost no team has ever gone undefeated besides the Patriots, and they ended up losing the Super Bowl. So
I
I
totally agree
think
with
we'll
that
take.
sentiment because none of the teams on the schedule, you don't have the Chiefs, you don't have the Eagles, you don't have like a top five team on this schedule.
The Bills, the Bengals.
Yeah, Falcons might not even have a top 10 NFL team on this schedule based on the past couple of years. I'm not saying Falcons aren't a top team in their own right. I'm just saying the top tier teams, the Super Bowl contenders, aren't on this schedule, looking you in the face and saying,
It's
oh, this is probably a loss for you. Enjoy your free loss.
the top teams that we're facing are the Lions and the Jaguars, who are not top teams yet, but they're teams that are being projected to be taking that next step, possibly to the upper echelons of teams. And then you've got the Vikings, who are one of the higher end teams, but are looking like they're on the decline. So, yeah, there's three tougher teams that are kind of unknown, but all three of them could be bad by the time the year's over.
100%. So it's really just a wait and see. This schedule is tough to predict, because there's so many factors, like how are the Falcons going to get all the edge rushers and build the defense around, because there's so many new pieces on this defense. It basically we were talking we've been talking about it in spaces, and we've been talking about it on some podcast. Basically the whole starting defense is new, or at least most of it. You obviously have some of the returners, like obviously Grady's back, but majority of the defense is new. So the chemistry is probably not going to be there early in the year, so it'll be interesting to see how the defense gets better and better throughout the year as these guys learn how to play with each other.
And I would say too, like, I know we simply gave our own predictions, but there's a very realistic chance that Atlanta goes, 11-6, and the sixth, all of the losses, like they won every game that you predicted that they were going to lose. And same thing for me, obviously, they could go 12-5 and lose five totally different games. Like, that's the kind of schedule we have. And, real, there's there. If this team on this schedule is not a playoff team, I think Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot will be on the hot seat.
For sure. So it's definitely something to watch, and as always, it's something interesting, and it'll be a really fun year. Overall, it's just exciting for football to be like it's getting close, and see it on the horizon, and see the roster come together in some form in the next couple months.
So with that, guys, we went over the schedule, we went over our win-loss projections. We think that this is going to be a really good team going forward. Kind of coming up, we're going to be talking about some 53-man roster projections. We're going to be talking about some of the, guys who we think may be able to make impacts on the team that we didn't see coming, and some of those kinds of things. We got some guys lined up for some interviews too. So join us every on here on Falcons Trip Breakdown. We're excited to see you next time.
Absolutely. And we hope you all have a great day, and thank you for listening as always, and go Falcons.
Again, this is Thon Ray. You guys can follow us at Falcons_drip on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please make sure you subscribe, follow, whatever you need to do to get the alert for our next episode. If you guys enjoyed today, please leave us a review. It always helps us grow. Until then, see you next time. Rise up.